Good morning, Lee.
And we're talking about the Solar Services Rollout, CBOS, the Consumer Building and Occupational Services Department.
That's right, mate, and they're the government department and they run the TechSafe inspections and look, they're basically the body that runs the electrical licensing and compliance around Tasmania, and that's across multiple building services, yeah. So anyone out there who has a solar system on their roof, had one for a while, may have received this letter from CBOS. But the letter has been issued due to the high number of solar systems installed on roofs around Tassie that have been up for a long, long time, and no one has ever checked them to see how they're weathering or, you know, how they're wearing.
That DMS Energy, you've been strong on the messaging to keep your and get your solar system regularly checked.
That's correct, Lee. So this is to make sure things like cables are not laying on the roof, panels are not loose or in danger of blowing off the roof, making sure deck tights and penetrations haven't perished. Also isolators. Look, they get the most attention as these are the most problematic parts of a solar system. And to try and stop solar installers like us getting overwhelmed, CBOS are only releasing 5,000 letters at the end of every month. So if you haven't got your letter yet, you will eventually. In regards to not overwhelming us, Lee, it hasn't exactly worked out.
Now, the CBOS letter has driven a lot of interest, I'm thinking.
It certainly has, mate. We've got over 60 systems booked in to expect at the moment.
And this is your busiest time of the year, too.
Yeah, it hasn't helped. But so like I say, busiest time of the year. We've got one hell of a backlog from the wet winter and spring. We just haven't had safe access to anyone's roof for days at a time. We're just trying to squeeze in this between other jobs, but it's got the stage. I have to seriously consider employing another person just to get these done. We've been punching quite a few of them, though, and I just thought everyone might be interested in seeing what we found.
Tell us what you found, Adrian.
More deteriorated isolators than we can count, so we had to replace a ton of these. That's a little white box you'll see sitting on the roof in full sun, and they eventually the sun gets into them, they crack, water gets into them. And when you see on the news, solar fires and things like that, that's usually these little things. So we've replaced a heap of those. We found one broken panel. The client didn't even know he had a broken panel. It just was busted glass. Lots of panels with hot spots and micro cracks, and those panels were still going, are on their downhill run. Lots of rotten nylon cable ties that have allowed DC cables to drop onto the roof. Only one perished Dectite, which is the rubber boot we use to make sure the penetration of where we bring the conduit in the roof cavity remains watertight, so we've had to replace one of those. But this has surprised us. Lots of inverters with bleached out screens. So the inverters are still working, but as they've been installed in full sun, the screens are toast. We can't see what the inverter's doing. Two of them actually had active fault lights, little red LEDs displayed. But as the screens were kaput, we couldn't tell what the inverter was trying to tell us. So that meant we had to do a ground-up diagnosis to work out what the issue was, which costs more money.
Adrian, have you noticed that with all the crook systems about that have been cheap and cheerful specials that you do see on TV, with various supposedly big mainland companies, they've long since disappeared, and we've spoken about that at great lengths too, haven't we?
Yeah, that's right, mate. They've left the low-quality and poorly installed gear to its own devices, and it's a common thread. Like, we've inspected a lot of systems, and you know what? You don't see the local guys, the local suppliers and installers right on the northwest coast. There's some really good operators as well as us. Look, they've made the effort to install the inverter out of the sun. They've used stainless ties. They've used good quality gear. And these are the ones we don't have any dramas with. It's always this cheap stuff you see. And everything's done from a price, and it's literally just comes back to haunt the client later down the track. Well, it sounds like a terrible news for all these solar systems we've been inspecting. It's not really, because the good news is the bulk of the systems we've inspected have been okay. With only the need for a little or no intervention, but we've seen enough issues to say that the CBOS letter has been a very good initiative and will definitely make homes safer. It has to be remembered, some of these systems are pushing 10 to 15 years on the roof, and the roof's a harsh place.
If you do want your solar system serviced, make sure we keep DMS Energy in mind.
That's right, but yep, we'd love to come and check it out. Just be warned though, it will take us a while to get to you, as the service inspection list is at the moment growing more quickly than we can get them done. But we will get to everyone. DMS Energy have always got the best part of half a megawatt of renewable energy projects in front of us at any given time. And this just goes to show how invested the northwest coast of Tasmania is in making a difference.
Whereabouts do we find you at DMS Energy, Adrian?
You'll find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Or you can give us a bell on 1300 502 599. Or look us up on the internet, all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or even better, find us on Facebook. You can message us, you can comment on our posts, you can sort of, it's a bit more of an interactive sort of place we can talk to clients.
There's another Power Savers, Adrian Luke. You have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk some more again next Monday morning, a little after 8:30.
Thanks, Lee. You too, mate.